If you'd like to get yourselves nice and comfortable, I'm going to pop a little bit of background music on, and we'll start with an opening prayer. So take a few breaths, please. Get yourself nice and comfortably settled in your chair. Loosen any tension in the shoulders, neck, hands, and feet. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. This evening's prayer is an alternate Lord's Prayer composed by the spiritualist Reverend Burroughs's spirit guides. Universal Creator, who gave us light, your word inspires us. Your energy guides us here in the physical world and also in spirit. Walk with us each day in love and understanding. Support us when we become weak, as we support others in times of weakness. May light always repel darkness, for we know your love, your truth, your wisdom, and your understanding is part of our lives ever. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. In a moment then, we're going to do a meditation. This is an oldie but a goodie, so some of you will be familiar with it before. We're going to be invoking the protection of the archangels by summoning the protective power of their swords. The angel's sword is a manifestation of their will and power. Once you're all ensconced in that angelic protection, I'll bring forward a little channeling, and once we've finished the meditation, I will explain who the angels are who we're going to summon, because their names will be mentioned in the meditation itself. So I would like you to get nice and comfortable, please. Once again, just make sure that you're got good back support and that you're warm enough and there's no stress or tension that's crept in. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. There we are. So I want you to take a few deep breaths, please. And I'd like you to center yourself within the darkness of your mind, the darkness created by your closed eyes. I want you to become aware of yourself seated in your space in this self-induced darkness. And I want you to begin to imagine that you are surrounded by 12 swords of light, which are placed on the ground around you in the position of the numbers of a clock face. The blades of the swords pointing outwards into the gloom. These angelic swords shimmer and shine with a divine light. The blades of them flicker with a white fire that projects waves of energy outwards into the darkness. The light from each sword combining to create a circle of brilliance, holding you in the center, holding you within. The power of the archangels that the swords represent flows out in unending waves of heavenly energy, a powerful force, not only project, protecting you, but also banishing from your world, your life, from yourself, distraction and chaos, hindrance and blockage, disquiet, sadness, pain, and fatigue. As you sit inside this mighty circle, you begin to hear a voice singing, an ancient and powerful song, an affirmation of this conjuration and protection, weaving the magic of the angels into shield and armor and cloak around you, holding you safe and invisible against the darkness.
Twelve ancient souls, 12 ancient powers, burn around us, clear and strong. 12 angels, 12 watchtowers, weave to song, weave to form a shield and armor, weave to form a Zaka cocoon, weave to form a cloak to hide us from the darkness in the gloom. In sleep to shield, and in waking in heart and body, mind and soul, through the night and at dawn's breaking, as we journey to and fro. Amriel, Aralim, Azrael,
within this light and power, open your mind and heart to the words of the Archangel Michael that I bring forward, that you might receive this grace and blessing in love and truth. As you journey on the spiritual path, you will go through various stages of development. Each of you will experience these uniquely, depending upon who you are and where you come from, depending upon your past lives and your present life, depending upon your vibration and light quotient, your consciousness, knowledge, and understanding. It is commonplace, as you develop, to become more sensitive to the finer, invisible energies that exist in the world in which you live. Not only the denser psychical vibrations that emanate from the physical plane, but also the higher, finer vibrations that radiate from the heavens, from the masters and the angels, from your soul. Part of the experience of this increase in sensitivity is a vulnerability to the negativity that exists in your ambient space and dimension, the negative thoughts of others, their emotional sadness and pain, the panic and fear of the collective unconscious. Combined with this, there is now, in your time, electromagnetic smog, which creates an additional pressure to those energies that you might become suddenly vulnerable and susceptible to. An energy which can and does interfere not only with the bioelectrical energy that flows through your nervous system, but the finer parts of electrical force that enter into the energy system of your chakras and meridians and your subtle forms. As a result of this, you may find that not only are you from time to time fighting against this tide of energy and information which is counter to the purity of your own soul's signal, but also that you are endeavoring to filter out the finer messages, the signals that descend from the spiritual lights that seek to steer you on, endeavoring not to get caught in the deceptive frequencies that might seek to infiltrate your own broad bandwidth whilst you are losing energy, combating the negative forces that exist from time to time within your world. At the same time, you will be releasing negative energy from your own system, from your mind and heart and body and spirit. The more you grow, the more you will shed that darkness which you no longer need, your fears and doubts and guilt and shame. As you rise, as you ascend, as your light quotient increases, as your vibration grows higher and higher, you will cast off this dark shadow. But that too will consume your energy, and if you become distracted by the process of this purification, it is possible to become entangled in that that you are seeking to release. It is possible to become weighed down by the anchor that is sinking to the bottom of the ocean as you are rising towards the water's surface and light. Protection, then, serves a twofold purpose. It shields you from the distraction, from the darkness, from the negative energy, from the ambient forces that rail against you, and it helps you to shed and clear that negativity which is rising within you to be released. It is important. It is a powerful act of self-preservation and self-purification. And as you grow more and more sensitive and more vulnerable, you will need more and more protection until such a point in time when you transcend completely the lower vibrations and soar above them, invisible to them, transcendent of them, no longer needing to bother with such things. For many of us, then, for the time being at least, some form of protection is required. Particularly now during these very trying times, when the collective consciousness is so full of anger, rage, and fear. Particularly now when the world is still recovering from the shadow of the pandemic. Particularly now when there is so much change and transformation happening, so much unsurety, so much sadness and pain. We, the angels of the divine, offer then ourselves to you, that you might petition us, that you might give us permission to intercede and surround you with our light, to use the power of the holy divine fire to cleanse you and clear you of shadow and darkness, of regret and fear and bereavement and loss, to help protect you from your world, so that you might serve it better, so that you might shine your light more brightly, fearless, untethered, no longer distracted by the negative energies and forces that might seek to pull you off course. There are many angels of protection, as you will in a moment hear, but I am the angel of protection, Michael, the hero of God. And as such, all other angels of protection are marshalled beneath my force and management and can be conjured through my name. If then you are to remember one angel, remember me, and through me, petition the type of protection that you require and need, and I will ensure that you receive it. We understand that for some, protection is a tricky issue. There are those who do not believe that they require or need it anymore, or that they ever did so. There are those who believe that to conjure protection is to court darkness. We want you to follow your own knowing, your own intuition. What is right for one person is not right necessarily for the other. But we want you to know that there are options, possibilities, that you can utilize at whatever stage of your own spiritual evolution you might be. We want you to know that we are there for you, to help you in your time of need and darkness. Whether you are alone, whether you are living in a house full of relatives or friends, whether you are endeavoring to shine a light in a space which is beset with challenge, or whether you are fortunate enough to exist in part of a spiritual community that rages a brilliant, dazzling presence upon the earth. We are there for all of you, each and every one of you, a thought away, a word away. In times of need, then, sadness and fear, remember this and call my name, and know and trust that I will come. For now then, blessed children of the divine, take my blessing and my love, and go forwards into your world, brave and strong in the knowledge that you do not walk alone, but that you are rather flanked by the wings and swords of angels. I want you to take a few deep breaths then, please, and give thanks to the angels of protection, to give thanks to the Archangel Michael for his guidance. The swords of power rage still around you, blazing their light out into the darkness, but I want you now to pull your awareness away from them, back to my voice, back to your home. Breathe in and out a little deeper. Breathe down through your legs and feet. Extend lines of energy deep and wide into the earth to help you ground. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus center in order to pull yourself back into your body, to pull yourself back into this moment in time. And if you feel the need, add a layer of your own protection to that that you have already benefited from. Breathe in and out, and when you are ready, slowly and gently open your eyes and return. So, as you will have heard in that little song invocation, that was me singing away there, by the by, not live, I hasten to add, it was a recording of an invocation that I received many, many years ago now. And at the end of that invocation, there was this litany of angels that was chanted. And I'm just going to quickly go through them so you know who they were. And once again, if you want this litany of angels, if you're not quick enough at noting it all down, just shoot me an email and I will very happily send it off to you. So Ambriel is the angel of protection for conjurers, magicians, in other words, but also exorcists, those people who work with entity release and space clearing. He is the angel of the divine white fire, which is considered to be one of the greatest and strongest of heavenly protections. The Aralim, also known as the Valiant Ones, are called upon really to shield our home and our loved ones. So they are angels of protection for space and also angels of protection for those that we love and care for. Azrael is the angel of death and rebirth and the angel of the Akashic records and energy. And as such, he has the capacity to dissipate and dissolve negative energy into the Akashic light. Hagwadesh is called upon to help people who are undergoing psychic attack. Hagquadesh, strange name, H-A-Q-A-D-E-S-H. Ishmael helps protect us from negative entities specifically. Lassiel is the angel of consecration who has the power to make the space around us sacred. Leliel protects us at night when we sleep. So if you are inclined to have disturbed sleep, or if you feel a bit uneasy during the night, Leliel is the angel to call upon. Michael, who spoke to us, is the hero of God, the warrior angel, who is credited mythologically with throwing Lucifer out of heaven. And Michael is invoked in the Catholic rites of exorcism. Nehina, strange name, N-E-H-I-N-A-H, is the angel of protection for mediums and channels. So specifically for those of us who commune with spirits and entities on the other side. Pashar, P-A-S-C-H-A-R, is the guardian of the unconscious. So that's also when we sleep. But Pashar is also particularly called upon to help those people who move into states of unconsciousness as a result of anaesthetism, when people go in for operations. Pashar protects the physical body and the astral form in order to ensure that it doesn't wander too far. Samael is the angel of change and evolution and ascension, and he is the angel of the damson flame, the original violet flame, the purest form of the violet flame, which has the greatest ability to transform and transmute the harshest and heaviest darkness. And finally, Saphriel guards against the evil eye and curses, and is to be called upon particularly if we suspect that somebody is ill-willing us or has placed a hex upon us. He employs a form of angelic armor and a helmet, which he builds around us in order to keep the protection nice and tight and safe so that there's no chink that enables the curse or hex to enter into our energy system, mind or heart. So as I say, if you would like a copy of that, if you didn't scribble it all down in time, and if you would like a copy of the meditation that includes that invocation, which of course can be spoken and chanted as well as sung, just shoot me an email and I can shoot all that back to you as a PDF document. Okay, I'm gonna stop the recorder because